Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me again on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination of some prayers on behalf of a nation, and prayers, particularly when the people of the Lord, either individuals and the people around them, gathered together and repented over what they've been doing because they had received insight that they have been walking in sin. And so there's many such places in Scripture where you see people confessing things before the Lord. But Daniel chapter 9, Ezra chapter 9, and Nehemiah chapter 9 are three great places to go to see how the people repented, how they confessed, how they called upon the name of the Lord, and even what the situation was and circumstance. We spent one episode looking at Daniel 9. I've actually talked about Daniel 9 in several previous episodes and places. We've taken a little more time in going through Ezra chapter 9 because, honestly, it's less familiar to us. When was the last time you heard a message, a preaching sermon from the pulpit on the book of Ezra, right? And so we don't spend much time in these things, and that is to our detriment. Well, now I want to go to Nehemiah chapter 9. And the issue is the same right here. The Israelites were intermarrying with the pagan people of the land. They were doing things they should not have done. So Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 1 begins this way. Now, on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel were assembled with fasting and in sackcloth and with earth on their heads. And the Israelites separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and their iniquities of their fathers. And so you see what's going on here, that the Israelites had separated themselves. In other words, it's not only a picture of separation from the world, they actually separated themselves from the world, from those that were not of faith and those who did not believe. They separated to where they could pray, to where they could confess. And so they stood. Notice they stood, they confessed their sins, and they confessed the iniquities of their fathers. They're sitting there saying, Lord, this has been going on. This has been happening. So we confess this to you. Now watch what they did. Verse 3, Nehemiah 9. And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day. For another quarter of it, they made confession and worship the Lord their God. So the people were confessing. They were repenting of their sin, and then they read from the book of the law. We don't know exactly what portion of the book of the law. Often the book of the law is referred to as the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament. More than likely, they were reading a portion of Deuteronomy, but it said that they read it for a quarter of a day. That's 3 hours, folks, if we're thinking it's daylight time, right? And so they stood for 3 hours, and they were listening to the reading. And so they could have read a huge portion of the book of the law, okay? They could have read the entire book of Deuteronomy, for instance. And Deuteronomy is the second given of the law. They may have gone back to the portions where the first given of the law was. We simply don't know. But they gave heed to the reading and to listening to the book of the law. And then another quarter of the day, another 3 hours, they made confession, and they worshiped the Lord their God. That's 6 hours. Folks, when was the last time that we had a six-hour time, particularly when they're standing, okay, of listening to the Word of God, of receiving the Word of God, of confessing, of worshiping? We had a great time last evening in a time of just prayer and praise with a small gathering. And we were together for 2 hours. And I really anticipated it. You know, it's so hard to do these things sometimes because you don't want to control the time. You don't want to be heavy-handed, but you want to be sensitive with folks. And so from the get-go, I always tell folks, you're free to come, you're free to go, depending upon your schedule, whatever. I mean, don't worry about that, you know. You don't have to wait for somebody to tell you to stand up, to sit down, or to dismiss you where you can leave. No, none of that kind of foolishness, okay? But I was amazed at how quickly the 2 hours went. When the bulk of the time we were simply praising God and we were praying, we sang one song at the end, okay? And so we were literally praising God for what he has done in the way that we're going to see in this prayer right here later on. And so if you, when we do this, you will find that the time becomes sort of insignificant. If you go and say, okay, I got to stand for 6 hours, well, your mind is pretty well jaded, you know. Here, in this case right here, their hearts were broken. They were weeping. They were receiving the word of the Lord. Now, folks, let me tell you, they didn't have it written out for them. They had to receive it by listening. And I think we're going to be held to a very high degree of accountability because of the multitude of ways that we have to impart the word of God into our spirits, whether it's reading, whether it's watching, whether it's listening, whatever it is, we're going to be held accountable. So they heard the word of God. They made confession. Let me read a couple more verses right here loaded with some names. Verse 4 of Nehemiah 9. On the stairs of the Levites stood Jeshua, Benai, Kadmiel, Shabbani, Buni, Sherebiah, Benai, Chechaniah, and they cried with a loud voice to the Lord their God. So on the stairs of Levites, these Levites were crying out. Then verse 5 tells us, then the Levites, so here's some more Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Benai, Hashabaniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. And so the Levites stood up and told the people, gathered them against, y'all arise, stand up. Let's bless the Lord. Blessing, for your God is from everlasting to everlasting. And then they started what became the prayer, which became a proclamation. And the first thing they do, which we'll continue in subsequent episodes here, is that they give thanks and they give praise to God for what the Lord had done for them. You know, so often when we pray and we gather together like that, we come with a list. You know what I mean? Folks, the first thing we need to do, we did this last evening, and it wasn't anything quote unquote planned, but one of the individuals says, hey, I want to share something. I want to praise God about something. And there you go. It's 2 hours later, you know? And that's what they were doing right here. They were saying, come, let's gather together and bless the Lord. Stand up. Bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. And they declared that his name is glorious and that his name is to be exalted above all name. And then from verse 6 on, you're going to see all the details of what's being said right here. How they did this, I don't know. I don't know if they read what we're going to see later, if they just read it out, if they lined it out. It wouldn't surprise me if they did that. And by lining, I mean this, like the first part of verse 6 says, you are the Lord, you alone. And so one of the Levites might have said that, and then the entire congregation would have said, you are the Lord, you alone. It's called lining. It was actually very popular back in the 19th century with singing. And somebody would sing the line, and then the congregation would respond back with that same thing. It's a great teaching tool. Regardless of how they did it, they gathered together, they blessed the Lord, and they prayed. And so their prayer started out with a prayer of proclamation of what the Lord has done for them, of his goodness, of his mercy in the midst of their sins. Oh, haven't we all done that? Okay. So anyway, we're going to take several episodes because this is a long prayer. I think it's like 32 verses, something like that, the entire chapter is, but we'll see. In the meantime, I thank you so much for being with me. Again, I thank you for your faithfulness in passing the word along about these times together. I actually received an email from someone in Africa just the other day, they asked us to pray for them. They're actually in Nigeria. And so y'all be praying for the Christians in Nigeria. They are being persecuted beyond anything that you're hearing in the media. Thousands and thousands have been killed this year simply because of their faith. So Lord, protect them. Be with them. I'll see y'all again next time. Goodbye.